views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief by tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to shift problems and get creative solutions to problems just by tuning into your intuition. And if you can't do it yourself, empowering you through neutrality through energetic practitioners. And I have a very special guest here with me today. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Living in our true divine purpose can be achieved with removing the things that block our energy from flowing free. Each and every one of us has an equally important purpose. However, we can carry things with us that block us from our full purpose. We often get stuck and think that the solution is complicated, but through shifting energy, we can let go of those old ideas and begin living our life more fully. As I said, I have a special guest today. This is an exceptional woman who I want to feature because she took the bull by the horns, so to speak. Deneen Robinson grew up at a pulp mill town in northern British Columbia in Canada. It is there that she developed the idea that women stayed home, cooked, and took care of the kids. And I'm not to denigrate being a stay-at-home mom in any way, because for me, that is the most important job that there is. But she started to realize that she could empower herself to realize her purpose and to pursue her longtime career of working with people who had been who were labeled disabled. And, you know, fast forward, after attending our energetic upgrade seminar in Vancouver last year, she learned that healing does not need to take years to get results. And with these teachings, she further developed her ability to assist others to realize their lifelong purpose. I absolutely love this because this is why I do what I do. You know, Mark Kettenbach and I teach energetic upgrade seminars because we want to show people and empower them to take the short route for themselves and for others. And Deneen had been doing a lot of meditation, and she is, you know, after attending our seminar, she said she felt a real big shift. She's a certified angelic medium. She transcends messages from higher source that people are unable to access due to blocks in their energy, and deletes blocks and shifts them. And she's also providing people their home and their workplace with the ancient art of smudging. Deneen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Colette.
I am so happy to have you on the show today. You're a real inspiration for me to continue doing my work and to teach seminars and show people, like on this radio show, how easy it is just to shift blocks that are creating weaknesses in your life that don't empower you to move forward. So, hey, tell us about your experience. Tell us what you've been up to. Tell us what's been happening.
Well, I don't know where to start. So many things have been happening so fast since I attended your seminars, Colette, that things have been moving really quickly and effortlessly. You know, since the shifting has happened for me, some blockages that I did have in my life where I was really caught up in my ego and I couldn't move forward with things due to fear and all those things. So as I've gotten shifting from you and others, things have been removed and therefore my intuition has opened up. And as a result, I'm now doing readings from higher source, and I'm also doing shifting with people on a regular basis. So
I just love that. I love that you, like, as I said, took the bull by the horns and challenged yourself in this way. It's really inspiring that, you know, because as you said in your bio, you had, you know, a lot of years of not realizing your potential. Just tell us, like, what was that like for you? And you know, what's it like now in difference?
Well, really, to break it down is that for me, I always wanted to find out what I needed from the world. And I was always looking and I always searching and I always felt empty. And as a result, now it's more about what can I give to the world and not so much what I need anymore. And I was always very unsettled and very upset. And today that's not the case. I live with much joy in my life today. My house feels clear. My family feels clear. And it's not always like that.
Welcome to the real third dimensional world.
That's right. However, I have the tools today that gives me the ability to know when things are awry and when I need to work on myself further. And, you know, working with others and showing them that there's a lighter side of life and that we can work with energy to delete the stuff that doesn't work for us has been really empowering for me.
I know that you had studied with Dr. Chin.
Yes.
Meditation. Tell me about that. What happened?
I started doing sessions with him, and he introduced me to a different way of going within, and he would take me through meditation sessions one-on-one, and he gave me lots of readings. You know, Yoganda, I don't know, I read lots of that, and, you know, I read that time and time again, and going within really helped me find my divine purpose, I believe, as supporting people with disabilities. And that really opened up my world into being of service to others.
This is really cool because that's what I love to hear is that people who make a choice to open up to all the possibilities that are there for them have a way of guiding others because you've been there, done that. And like you're a mom and, you know, like your culture, tell us a little bit about your culture, how you were raised and you know, the effect that that had on you.
Well, I was raised, like I said, in my bio in a pulp mill town. And, you know, I always seen my mom in the kitchen. She had other purposes to do, but they just lived, and they didn't tell me that there was a real big spiritual side of life other than religion. So I didn't realize that I can search elsewhere to find the things that would feed my soul. And as a result, I'm so fortunate that I was able to find these things for myself.
Yeah. And, you know, the answers are all within. And that's why, you know, meditation, I love meditation, especially when you do it fast. And that's why, you know, different tools, there's very simple tools that people can use to get themselves into a meditative state very quickly. And I mean, it's also good to meditate, you know, in the ways that are most people do, you know, when you think of meditation, it's, you know, sitting still and being in a place where you get to that calm place within yourself. When you start to ask questions from that place, the answers just roll in. And this is what's so, I just love it, how you are now taking your ability and your empowering others that have been, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. We have to take a short break now, but we'll talk about what it's like for you to be able to empower people who have been labeled disabled. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Deneen Robinson. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your soul purpose advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Deneen Robinson. Before we continue, Deneen, can you just share your contact information with people?
Yes, you can reach me at empoweryourpath@gmail.com. So that's okay. All lowercase.
Okay. And I just want to let anyone listening in right now to know that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'd be happy to clear some energy. We don't bite. A lot of people email me and say, could you just correct it for me? I'm scared to come on the radio. And hey, Deneen, this is your very first time on the radio, and I just have to say you're a natural. You're doing great.
Thank you.
So before the break, we were talking about, you know, like this shift in you, and just tell us a little bit about that and how it's empowered you to work with other people. And in particular, I know you're inspired by working with people who have been labeled disabled.
Yes. And I'd like to start with that. When I started my journey meditating, and then I found out that I'd be really good at working with people with disabilities, that's what I journeyed to do. And through them, I learned to go in deeper and come straight from my heart, because that's what these people do, is come straight from their heart, their authentic self, and it's given me the ability to go there within and be real. And they've taught me how to be real. And as a result, the shifting energy has helped me tremendously, and especially with a man that I work with on a daily basis. And I'm able to calm his anxiety through shifting him. And through that, I've taught him tools that he has the ability to do these things himself. And as a result, his love for life has taught me how that's where I need to find my purpose in life, and my authentic self is through love. And
I just, I love that, as I said, because I'm going to say it again. Over the years, I've taught many, many people these basic tools that they can use. And, you know, and as you do more of it, it's just like, I don't like to say we practice, because we all have an innate ability to shift energy. It's more putting it into practice. And this is the beauty of it, is that as we are inspired by our results, and as we're inspired by other people, we inspire them and they inspire us. It's beautiful to witness, and it just really makes my heart sing. This is this is why I wrote my book. This is why I, do what I do. It's so empowering. And, you know, we do have a caller on the line, so I'd like to take this call right away here. Margaret from Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada. Are you there, Margaret? Hello?
Hello?
Margaret? Hi.
Yes?
You're on The Truth is Funny.
Oh, hello.
What can we do for you today?
I would like to find my purpose and about my living our true divine.
Okay. When you get in touch with that, what do you feel the block is?
A sadness.
Okay. So that's an emotion. And on a scale, mm-hmm. I like to get a baseline for people just so we can get an idea where you're at. If you considered, mm-hmm. The sadness that you feel when you are not in touch with your divine purpose, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
Six.
Okay, so right away what comes up for me is just strengthening your authentic self triad, like your body, soul, spirit, getting that super strong so that you are in a position where you can feel the energy more from your heart rather than from what people are telling you. That's what's coming up as a weakness for you at this time. Deneen, what are you picking
up? I'm just picking up some losses, and any losses, the perception of losses rather than seeing them as losses, is that it is a gain in your life. I don't know how to explain it, meaning that when doors close, then other ones open. So the perception is off about losing things rather than losing things, I'd like to shift her to see that she's gaining.
Yeah. What you're saying is that when we let go of a part of ourselves, it can feel like a loss. Mm-hmm. And okay. When you were mentioning that, I was seeing a lot of slamming doors, doors that slam shut. And it seems like, why are these like, what happens is people sort of feel like they're on the right path and then something happens and it blocks that energy. And that often is perceived as a bad thing, whereas kind of like the universe is punishing us. And in actual fact, when you follow your heart and when you feel through, your experiences rather than labeling them, what happens is you move into a place where you recognize you're always in the right time at the right place. So we just strengthen that. And the perception, you hit the nail on the head there. A lot of this is about perception and needing to label things good or bad. I would just like to check in with you, Margaret, and just see if you're feeling a shift yet.
I am right now.
Okay.
And it's interesting because I was feeling excellent a few weeks ago when I had done your Christmas telecast.
Okay.
And felt great. And then I was in a car accident and I just felt like things came to an absolute halt again.
Oh, okay. Like, so tell me about the car accident. What happened?
Pardon me?
What happened at the car? What happened in the car accident?
I was on a highway, so I was going 100 and there was snow and stuff like that on the road. I see in a vehicle entered my lane, and he was in the wrong because he came through a stop sign, and he shouldn't have entered the highway, so he was charged, but I hit him at going 100 kilometers an hour.
Okay, what comes up right away, the reason I asked about the accident, is accidents are meetings. And you were going 100% infinite potential, I'm getting, which is why you were going 100. And he went through a stop sign and you hit him. It's just really coming up. You didn't want to be stopped. And so where were you going?
I was going home.
And where were you coming from?
I had a doctor's appointment that was 3.5 hours away from my home.
Okay. So, Deneen, what are you picking up here?
Well, I definitely feel the sadness around the whole accident. I feel a weakness to doctors, that's for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do. I'm just going to work on any karma between doctors and her.
Okay.
And anything that's between her and the other driver.
Yeah, this is when we have these so-called accidents, these meetings, what happens is we want to clear the karma between the person who hit you and were you hurt in this accident physically?
Basically, the worst has been a concussion.
Okay, and what about the other driver?
To my knowledge, he has not been hurt.
And what age was he?
I think in his 30s.
Okay. Yeah, it's his age coming up. Just a recklessness is what you're perceiving. So a lot of times what I'm getting here is that when we're in a real hurry and we're trying to force things, we tend to make mistakes. And mistakes are just, when things don't go according to plan. And so was your car totaled?
Yes.
And are you in the proceedings of getting a new car?
I will have to be, but I can't drive yet.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen you to this because vehicles, like our cars, quite often represent for people our ability to move forward in life and to travel. If you think about yourself as a conscious being traveling in a physical body, your vehicle, when you're in your car, is kind of similar. And I'm just picking up a lot of karma and religious experiences, et cetera. And I can feel Deneen's working on that right now. If you want to hang on through the break. When we come back, we'll check in with you and see where you're at with this. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and energeticupgrade.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
I will run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Too, my friend. I just, that was for you, Deneen.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, Deneen, we have Margaret here still on the line, and we were working on her over the break. And, you know, tell her a little bit about what you were picking up and about your car accidents.
Well, Margaret, I just worked on, the universe being against you, and that really isn't the case, but sometimes we can perceive that. And just to know that what I learned from Colette, I've been in some accidents before, and what she worked with me on was my perception of when I get into the vehicle, my intention of knowing that I'm not going to get in an accident. And I always felt like the world was going to fall apart for me and that things weren't going to turn out. And that energy I brought into my vehicle with me. So, you know, I need to shift myself all the time on that. When I get in the vehicle, I've set the intention that everything's going to be okay. And I do that every morning for my life altogether. And just to know that you're being looked after, that the universe, the divine, whatever you would like to call it, is looking out for you, and having faith in that, to know that you're going to be safe every time you enter a vehicle, or life in general, is something that I shifted within you.
Are you there, Margaret?
I'm here.
Margaret?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling right now?
A lot better.
Yeah, and does a lot better have a number?
One.
Yeah, I was getting that you're actually shifting down to neutrality. What happened is what, you know, you said you participated in that Christmas program that I did. And, you know, I really had a lot of really amazing results from that program. I love doing that, because when you set the intention of a group of people and then boost it, what happens is, you know, everybody's boosting everybody else energetically. And I'm getting that you just perceived a little bit of a drop in your energy after that was over and after Christmas, et cetera. And so I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. And Deneen, awesome correcting.
Thanks, Colette.
Yeah. And I just also wanted to mention that I am doing another program, like I call it teleshifting, and it's my way of sharing energetic shifts with people in groups, as I said, and I boost through the group. So you can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. I have another set of three coming up on January 27th, Streamline Your Body, Mind, and Spirit. A lot of people were really finding that they were losing inches on their body, even though they were eating a lot and enjoying Christmas dinners, etc. And so I want to repeat that one. And then on February 3rd, Financial Strategies for Success. And February 10th will be Romancing the Stone, getting ready for Singles Awareness Day, better known as Valentine's Day. And so those can be purchased online at my website, www.thetruthisfunny.com, under teleshifting, and they can be purchased in a package or separately, however, people want to do that. So we also have another caller on the line here, and she is wanting to remain anonymous. So we're going to call this caller Anonymous. And we are here for you, and we understand that sometimes people have sensitive issues. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling on behalf of some healing for a family that I know who 4 years ago their son took his life in the house with a gun. He was 14, and which left four siblings, and one of these children really internalized this and has had a hard time with drugs, and she OD'd 3 weeks ago. And the rumor around this town was a lot of people thought that she had died, and she is alive. She's in a coma, but we don't have a lot of information.
Okay, all right. So we're just going to use
thank
you as a baseline for this, and thank you so much for calling in. we're going to get to a place here where we just get an idea from you. When you think about this young woman and you think about the condition she is in on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, how do you feel she's sitting right now in your perception?
Well, a while ago, they were saying that there was not much change or not a lot of hope. And I did find out that there was a change this morning, but I don't know if it was good or bad. So
all
really,
right. What
I'm
number
really
are you
up in
at?
The air.
10 being the worst right now.
I'd say I'm about an 8 right now.
Yeah, I was getting 8. That's really solid. So the reason I like to get a baseline is because then we can use this as an indication just through you as to where this young woman is at. I'm picking up a lot of energy about the situation. You know, Deneen, what are you getting right away here?
Well, I'd just like to work on the parents. And the parents ability to find faith around all this and be able to have the energy to be there for their daughter. And I'm just working on that and all the loss around that and their grief around the whole situation, and to strengthen them so then they can strengthen their daughter.
Okay,
and get better.
Yeah, and what's coming up is there was karma between her and her brother. And I was just working on that while you were talking, like strengthening the situation. There's a lot of ancestral stuff coming up here that we're just going to not name, claim, that was coming up earlier. So we're just going to strengthen this young woman, her connection to source energy. I'm getting, let's do that for the whole town. Let's do this for every single person that is connected to this child. And I'm calling her a child because she's a child of God is what's coming up. And right now she's sitting very close to source energy. She's moving through this connection is really strong. And we want to strengthen that for her on a conscious level and for the people around her. So taking her from her brain to her mind, into her soul, all souls, into her higher self, into her highest existence, divine love, energetic flow, pulling that energy down to her higher self, what's ever in her best interest, what's in her highest good. And we pull that energy down into her brain, into her mind, through her spine, into all her organs. Organs, empty spaces between the organs are coming up weak. We want to strengthen all of that. And we're just going to pull that energy all the way through down to the cellular level, to the quantum particles, and all the way back down through her body and all the way back up again. Just allowing the divine love, life force energy to flow through her and to support her at this time. And so strengthening that and there's some stuff happening in her brain right now. It's just coming up, blocks in energy coming up from different sources, psychic energies, etc. So we're just going to strengthen that, strengthen the doctors, strengthen the nurses, strengthen everybody around her, strengthen everybody who's ever been in a coma, strengthening people who want to die rather than live. We just strengthen death and birth and all of the stuff in between that. If you hold on here, we will continue to work on this young lady and her family through the break, and we will reconnect with you and see how you are feeling about her, if your perception around her has changed. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny, and we will be right back to make more shift happen.
word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have a caller on the line that we've been working on during the break here. I just wanted to check in with you and just ask you what you're experiencing right now.
Well, I think I've been able to sort of, you know, shift after listening to you over to, you know, instead of wanting to, you know, save her, you know, praying for her to be okay and to live, to just let go and let God decide what's going to be best for this child.
Awesome. This is Deneen. Do you want to fill in what you were getting and what we worked on during the break?
Well, let me just say that I worked on filling her life and her room, just as much as I've just worked on filling it full of white light, and the ability for her to have a, let's just say, a spiritual awakening after this experience. For whatever happens, that this will be a place where she doesn't have to take the negativity of this experience with her into this, into her awakening of whatever that may be.
Yeah, that's well said. I was really perceiving a, I can feel when I feel the energy running through me the way I am, her brother has stepped in here and he's letting her go from the other side. There is a want for her to be with him. And so we're just going to strengthen her to that, you know, across the veil, that she can allow herself, and it's perfect, of course, that we're talking about people's divine purpose in life and where that would take her, and allowing herself to be an individual on that journey. And we just send lots of strong energetic shifting for her physical body, her emotional, spiritual, psychological body, so that they become more integrated, and also of a strong future, a strong present, and letting go of the past. Thank you so much for calling in, and I would really appreciate it if you would email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and just let me know how she's doing in the next few days if you hear of how she's doing. You know, thank you so much for taking your time and your energy and standing in for this young woman. It's much appreciated.
Thank you for the work you do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome. So, Deneen, that was really an incredible shift there that's going on right now. And thank you.
Thank you for
stepping up. And, you know, I just wanted to talk before the end of the show because, you know, you were talking about that you do clearings for people's homes. And I know, you know, your heritage speaks of this. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what I like to do, and I did it right before the show, is smudge the area where I live and where I work and other people that request me to do that. And what I believe is that, what I know is that when we live within a home and people move out and you move into a new home or trauma has happened there or whatever has gone on, is that we leave energetic stuff behind. Sometimes we drag it in when we come home, what have you, right? And I can kind of tell now when my home is shifting and when I need to smudge again, and especially when I'm going to do something like this. And it gives me the clarity and removes the negativity that's within my home and other people's homes, also workplaces. I've done workplaces before. So whatever energetic negativity is there, it can be removed through the smoke. So I smudge with sweetgrass, I use sage, and I also use cedar. And cedar is the keeper of the West. And that comes from
I love cedar.
That comes from my culture, and I'm Nisga. So that is British Columbia, West Coast, and we work lots with cedar, and that's the protector of the West, right? So I use that.
So your heritage is Nisga?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. I used to have a dog I named Nisga years ago.
Awesome.
She was a beautiful little dog. Her name was Nisga, and she was a bull terrier. And she was a force to be reckoned with.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, like Mark and I have speak about this a lot, how important it is that your physical environment supports you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, generally it's really interesting. And I'm sure you've noticed this when you are working energetically with people. Quite often people will book a session with me. And then they'll, when I talk to them, they'll say, oh, I don't know what happened. I stayed up all night, you know, cleaning carpets, or I've been, you know, cleaning out my garage, or this is, you know, a sign when we want to clean out our environment, our physical environment, and declutter and let go of what no longer serves us, that it leaves room for what, you know, would benefit us. And so, you know, smudging is a beautiful way to clear that energy and, you know, and add in the energetic shifting to it. You know, right now I'm also working on, I have been for several years now working on a series of dragons, and they came to me about 7 years ago, and I have 16 now, and you know, working on getting those out, because a lot of people have requested they'd like to have a dragon in their home, one of my dragons, and they come visit people. And, you know, so it's important to recognize that, you know, the paintings we have in our home, the different, the furniture, everything kind of has an energy to it. And we want to make sure that it's clean, and that the energy is supportive for where we want to move forward to. And so, you know, I would just like for you, we have a few more minutes left. It's amazing how fast time goes on the radio, hey?
Yes.
Eh?
Where did that
That's Canadian. So what would you like to say, parting words, and just share your contact information with everybody one more time?
Okay. Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you very much, Colette, for having me on the show. It's been really empowering. And so my contact information is empoweryourpath@gmail.com. And yeah, you can reach me there if you... I don't know what else to say other than it's been great being on here. And I love that your dog was named Niska.
She's a really beautiful dog. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, Mark and I are planning. I've talked him into coming back to Canada. It didn't take that much, actually. And we were going to have another seminar in May, and instead we decided to put our energy and effort into our online program, which we're happy to say is almost getting ready to be out there. We, you know, ask and you shall receive. And Mark will be coming to Vancouver on October, I think it's 21st, 22nd, 23rd, that weekend. It'll be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday seminar, energetic upgrade. We're really looking forward to it. And, you know, sharing some of these tools with more people so that more people can be doing what you're doing.
Yes, it's awesome to watch you and Mark work too. And I can't wait.
I love working with Mark because he's so funny.
Yeah. You guys have me laughing and just your rhythm. And it's really watching the two of you has made it so easy. And I would complicate all this all the time. And you guys just break it down to where it's really easy for anybody to shift energy.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, thank you once again for being on the show. And thank you, Brian, for the beautiful music. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next week, Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You can listen to this in the archives, available at thetruthisfunny.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.